Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
They're trying to put together a Pacquiao fight in April at T-Mobile. The problem is the Golden Knights are going to make the playoffs.
I mean, can't they just work around that?
With the NHL gets priority.
What's more important, boxing or hockey?
I don't know now with the Golden Knights in the playoffs.
Dude, it's the fight capital of the world.
But they're also selling out every freaking game. That's one of the best stories in sports.
I get it. You ever been to a Pacquiao fight that wasn't sold out there?
You sure he's going to sell out T-Mobile now?
I don't know.
Is that big a draw?
I don't know.
Here's your Mount Rushmore of former Texans from John Granato. Tre'Mon Williams says biggest mistake they ever made. Texans signed him as a free agent. They cut him before the season started. Packers signed him. He played in all but one game in 8 years with the Packers.
Yeah.
Number two on that list, A.J. Bouye. I would have actually put him third behind this guy, Glover Quinn. And number four, Brandon Brooks. Would you rather have him or Xavier Suofilo? Here's one in retrospect I think you would have liked to keep. Ben Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Pretty good stuff. Not a lot of sports there, but it was fun. Go back and check it out on podcastarena.com. And we welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. We are on there today, right, John? I have to ask. I probably should ask before I welcome them, because if we're not on there and they're listening to some basketball game, then I'm kind of wasting my breath.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Steven says the golden age for weather people. Yeah, you guys are thrilled. You guys, weather guy is the happiest guy in the world right now, or weather guy in Houston. And people can't get enough. I'm same way. To me, whenever there's an event like that, as long as my TV's working, I'm in front of it watching everything, mainly so I can make fun of stuff. So, yes, for future events, I am willing to sacrifice something to keep it from happening. No hurricanes for 10 years, no winter storms for 2. I'm willing to sacrifice something.
All right. So, but not a broken finger.
No. Not really.
You guys don't understand what sacrifice is.
Well, I understand sacrifice. Look how long I've been married.
That's true.
Trust me. Maybe that's it. Maybe I have to stay married for the rest of my life. That's a sacrifice. Did you see... Okay, I have to admit, I thought this was pretty funny. Did you see Trump's fake news awards?
Yes. I was disappointed I was not on the news.
Well...
I was not on the list.
Yeah, I want to make that list. I do want
to make some stuff up.
Well, but see, his definition of fake news is not what fake news really is.
Right.
Fake news is when something shows up on cron.com like it did a couple weeks ago about the death of Tom Cruise or something.
Yeah.
That's fake news. Something that is just wrong, that's incorrect. Which some of these...
Yeah, or sometimes fake news is just something that you don't want to hear about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's been repurposed for.
Right.
It's not what it really is. It's just like if somebody doesn't like what, you're fake news. No, not really. The people he gave it to were people who screwed up, which I liked.
Yeah.
ABC News got one. They had to retract their report about former NSA advisor Michael Flynn's testimony in the Russian collusion probe, and they suspended their correspondent. CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, Newsweek, Time also got awards. And a report from a Time reporter about a missing Martin Luther King Jr. bust in the Oval Office on Inauguration Day was quickly corrected. And CNN admitted an error in dates that caused it to report that Donald Trump Jr. had access to leaked Democratic emails before they were posted on the website WikiLeaks. Boy, I really wish people would do their homework a little better. Why is that a story about a Martin Luther King Jr. bust in the Oval Office?
I don't know.
So congratulations to all you guys for winning fake news.
Fake news.
You should be proud.
Fake.
The Tremendous Awards. Tremendous.
Did he actually give out trophies or was this internet only?
I'm pretty sure he didn't actually give out trophies.
That's lame.
So,
do you think anybody would show up to accept their award?
I would if I won one.
I feel like I would, too.
Just because I'd like to go to the White House.
Yeah, not so, me. I got no interest in that.
713.
You ever been to the White House?
Hmm?
You ever been to the White House, like on a tour or something?
No.
I mean, neither.
I've only been to Washington maybe once.
I've never been.
I've been to Baltimore a lot. But, yeah, I've only been to Washington one time, I think.
It always looks cold there.
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's not cold here, because it is right now, but I typically try to avoid places that are colder than here.
Yeah, well, during the summer, I'm sure it's... Although, see, that's the thing. These guys get that extreme cold in the winter. They get extreme heat in the summer, too.
Yeah.
We just have to usually deal with the extreme heat. 210, honest question. What's the point of 94.1 if they want to listen to the Blitz? Why not change stations? I don't really understand it. Because it goes to a lot of areas that the 97.5 signal doesn't go to. It gives us a much broader base. So if you're not getting a great signal, you can switch over. So that's why.
I wish we could be on 94.1 and 97.5 all the time.
Yeah, I do too. Because it's called simulcasting. It's fairly, you know, fairly common.
Yeah.
And it's also, so for us, it gives us a reach.
If Fred was in management, he could make that happen.
So I'm working on it.
What about you, John? You're management too. That's two votes.
We're working on it.
You guys are dilly-dallying.
It's a long story, Hoffman.
That's what you guys are doing is dilly-dallying.
That's fake news.
You're dilly-dallying.
Congratulations, you just got an award.
Congratulations, fake news.
Okay.
Just like Britney Spears not being on Austin Powers.
Do you guys have any proof that you've been working on this?
Yes. But
there was a hesitation.
It's top secret proof, and it's on a need-to-know basis.
Gotcha.
You're not cleared for it, sir.
All right. That sounds like fake news to me.
Hate to tell you, there's no way for you to dispute that. But, no, it just gives us a much broader outreach. I don't know why that would be a problem for people. So well,
some people don't like us. They don't want to hear this shit.
Yeah, that's true. I'd rather hear something else.
That's okay. I still love those people.
I do, too. Well, almost all of them. Appreciate the ones that listen.
That's right.
Even the knuckleheads who just constantly call us idiots or say we're dumb.
Exactly.
I love you guys. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
I know you had a bad day at kindergarten, but that's okay.
You're missing out.
Still love you. And it's also, you know, the thing about 94.1 is it's a very strong signal pretty much inside the Beltway.
Yeah.
And
it's and good east of town or west of town, too, like Katy.
Wait, yeah. And that's
Sugarland.
And the thing is, the 97.5 signal is really strong in a certain corridor. But there's some areas where we reach with 94.1, so that's why we do both. And you know, I'd like to do the whole show.
One day,
yeah.
One day, as soon as you move up in management,
well,
take Craig Larson's job.
I think there's a chance it'll happen at some point
that you'll take Craig Larson's
job.
No,
God, no. I don't. I'm happy with what I have. I don't need to move up anymore. I'm right at that level I want to be. I don't mess with programming.
Okay.
I have my fingers in enough pies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, no.
Not like that.
Hey, no.
See, now.
Hashtag me
here we
too.
Go. Here we go. After Weinstein.
Hashtag me too.
After Weinstein, I can't say these things.
Yeah, you better get your fingers out of that company pie.
All right, so I wish to apologize for any pies I might have offended. But, now you just... I don't even know where to go now.
It's all right.
I feel very violated that...
Well, your finger was in the pie.
Hey, can we talk poker for a minute?
You want to poker?
See, this is... What is wrong with you people? Why does everything...
You started this with talking fingers in the pie.
Why does everything have to lead to that? It's not like Beth's here. When she's here, everything has to lead to that. But the rest of the time, really?
I don't know, man.
Is this what the AW world is?
It's 2018, Fred. You can't just go sticking your fingers in pie at work.
And you can't keep going around poking people.
Yeah.
Why not? What if they want it?
You can't do it in the office anyway.
God. AW. Remember AW.
You guys have taken all the fun out of working here.
Sorry.
No, seriously, I just kind of want to throw this out for... Because we don't really get to talk poker too much except when we play. I found a really good article today that Poker News tweeted out, and I retweeted it. And they give you five tips for how to play in a wild-ass cash game when people are going nuts, which I have to say, that's almost any 1-3 game at any of the casinos in Louisiana. And, you know, there's, I would say the play at a place like Lions is better in general than it is at a casino because those are...
Because you've got tourists.
Yeah, you've got tourists there mixed with some guys who play there all the time. Here, you're pretty much getting guys who know how to play. So, but I have still seen a couple games like this. And there's five good tips in there. But here's my favorite. And this is something I think you can use in tournaments as well. If you've got a table full of maniacs, and this is number 3 on their list, and I tweeted out, so go check my Twitter feed if you want to read the whole story. It's very good. And they're a good follow on Twitter. I don't know any of those guys or anything, so they post some stuff that I enjoy. But when you get into a situation where you've got 3 or 4 guys who are hyper-aggressive and you flop the nuts, the best thing to do is let them build a pot. Basically, you don't. If you start firing, you could chase them off. But if guys are betting every single time anyway,
let them come to you.
Let them come to you and reel them in. And, you know, yeah, every now and then you're going to let them suck out on the river with something. But for the most part, boy, if you flop a straight or a flush or something like that and these guys are firing at you and you know they're going to keep betting, if you bet back at them, you're just going to chase them off, especially if you're playing tight. I mean, but I love that tip, and it just says, since you'll be practically the only one playing selectively and responsibly, why run the risk that they'll notice you're happy about your hand and deny you action? You're better off letting the maniacs lead the betting, since they are sure to get action from their opponents who know they play almost anything aggressively. And so there's some other good tips on there that you should check out, but it's really good for cash games, but also works for, you know, also will work for tournaments, which... If you're interested in...
Hey, now!
I can tell you where to play. How's that for a transition?
Where would you play?
I set that up beautifully.
Lions Poker Palace, the best place to play in all the town.
By far. How about a tournament tonight? Starts at 6:30, $80 plus a $20 seat fee, and unlimited rebuys for the first 5 levels. And if you can't get there at 6:30, guess what? You can buy in until 7:45. And if you win, $3,000 guaranteed to first place. And beyond that, you're going to get points for the series they're doing from now through June, where the top 30 in points are going to get to play for a chance to go to the World Series of Poker and play in the main event.
So awesome.
This is 30 players with the most points after Sunday, June 10th, play a free roll. The top 10 go to Vegas. The bottom 20 get $1,000 each. And, guys, if you haven't been over there, I ran into a friend of mine last night who basically said he went for the first time, and it's like everything we say about that place is true. It is just an absolute palace.
Yeah, it is amazing. They've got great food. It's BYOB. They've got a ton of tables, so there's always a seat for you. They've got a ton of TVs. Whatever game you want to watch, they can put on for you. Follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace, for tournaments and events details. And you can just stop by and check it out for yourself. That's what we always say. Go in there. You're going to be blown away with what you see. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about them here on ESPN. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Win a four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me for opening weekend. Enjoy a complimentary buffet. Sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park tomorrow, 7 until 9. You'll see Barry Laminack ride the camel during the fan favorite camel and ostrich races. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park. Caller number 22 again. You're going? Those camel and ostrich races are a lot of fun to watch. The ostriches are just crazy. Somebody's going to fall off and they're going to crash. The camels are weird. I'm not liking Barry's chances because he did not top the name for the camel that I had last year that won, Donald Hump.
I gave him a good name that was timely. It was it was fitting for the day, and he passed on it. It's his fault.
Well, instead he took one that I have certain has been used over the last few years. I remember it.
Which one was yours, AJ?
Cam Jong Un or Cam Jong L.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
yeah. So our camels have been Jong had Kamala Anderson. I think one year we had Raheel Kamzanali, which I thought was a pretty good name. And then last year was Donald Hump.
Yeah.
And he was a winner, just like the president.
Right.
So I don't know why we would go away from that.
We also
he
had...
He was tremendous. He was a tremendous camel with big, big feet.
We also had Intoxicated and Fired one year.
Yeah, that was not me. That was not me. I had nothing to do with that.
Intoxicated and Unemployed was the name of a camel.
Oh, God. All right, so you got some nonsense. I'm done with sports for the day. Let's just have some fun here.
Okay. I have a story, but I don't know if it's going to be as good without the video. But this guy's a millionaire, and some guys, you know, some millionaires are quirky. I think it appears this guy's from Spain, but he wanted to
quirky or eccentric.
Eccentric, maybe okay. that's the word for rich.
Because I've
kind
of figured out that if once you're rich, you're eccentric,
right?
If you're not rich,
you're just weird
or crazy,
yeah,
or a lunatic, yeah.
He wanted to turn his son into a man for his 12th birthday. What age do bar mitzvahs happen?
13, I believe.
Okay,
I
so think, this guy's
yeah,
a little
my,
early.
My kids were 13 when they did theirs, yeah.
This guy's a little early to the party. At your son's bar mitzvah, did you hire strippers for him?
I did not.
This dad did. So Dad of the Year award goes
Mazel
to this
top.
Dad.
Yeah. I wish I'd thought of that.
In the video, the 12-year-old boy is topless and surrounded by two scantily clad women.
Nice.
One of the strippers can be seen placing his hands on the other's breasts.
Wait a minute. This is the AW world, and he's 13 years old.
He's 12 years old, sir.
Yeah, that's sexual assault. Sorry.
Yeah.
Glad I didn't do that. And you're facilitating. You can get charged for that, Dad.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, imagine if this would... No, not... I mean, it's in Spain, and he's a millionaire. He's not going to get in trouble. He's a millionaire. Millionaires don't get in trouble in Spain. It only happens in America.
No, but they just get really good lawyers and they get off on it.
Well, Harvey's not going to.
Harvey will move to Spain. He'll be fine.
Maybe so. Maybe that's the move.
Or someplace with very difficult extradition.
Yeah. But how How much worse would it be if it was a girl with male strippers, a 12-year-old girl?
No.
People would be losing their minds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But apparently it's okay.
What if he's a bullfighter?
A bullfighter?
Well, he's Spanish, right? He's from Spain.
I mean, maybe he is.
If you're from Spain, you're either a bullfighter or you're a soccer player. You're on your way to be one or the other.
12 is too young to be a bullfighter.
Okay.
I think.
Just curious. Don't ask me why I thought that was appropriate. It just was.
What would you consider to be unnatural sex?
Bestiality would probably be on the list.
Okay. You can stop there.
Sex with a tree?
No, you've already gotten to the right spot.
Well, but like a tree or a car? Because we've had stories of guys who've had sex with cars.
This story's from India.
Oh, no.
And what's the deal with cows in India? Aren't they
sacred, right? Uh-oh.
Well,
oh, they're the most sacred.
Oh, no.
This guy broke the rules. Didn't eat it.
Oh, no.
In what way?
In
what way do you mean?
A man has been arrested for allegedly having sex with three cows. None of them were women, like not his wife, like real cows that moo.
Was it moving?
No.
Okay, good.
One of the cows, owned by a milkman, was found dead the next day. The man is accused of having sex with the animals at some point between Sunday night and Monday morning by their owner, Lalji Rabari. According to the Times of India, Rabari made a complaint to officers that one of his workers was suspected of having unnatural sex, committing mischief by killing and injuring cattle, and outraging religious feeling.
So you could say he skewered it?
Sir.
Crickets.
That wasn't even funny.
So
police says that when Rabari came to the cow shed on Monday morning, the cow shed, not the cow,
yeah.
Cow shed, he found the legs of three of his cows tied together with rope. One of the animals was laying on the floor dead. And when he probed further,
oh, God,
he suspected that somebody might have had intercourse with the cows. He pointed the finger at one of his laborers named Rathodia, because he claims he had indulged in a similar act with a calf 2 years ago.
Oh, now that if they're underage, if they're a calf, that makes it even worse.
Yeah, that's bad.
AW.
Yeah.
That was probably BW. That was not right.
He admitted to the act, and an investigating officer said the laborer told him that his brother and two other people were also present at the time, but his claims have since been dismissed by officers. It's understood he was suffering from mental health problems.
Clearly.
When we talked to the villagers, they told us that Rathodia has psychological problems, and he even blabbers when he is alone, an official told the paper. Yeah. Yep. Ain't good. Here's one more story.
I'm kind of disgusted by this.
What's dressage?
Dressage?
Like dressage. Is that like equestrian
stuff?
Yeah,
it's an equestrian thing. Yeah.
Liam Fisher's 36. He is an Olympic-level dressage trainer. He's been jailed. Do you want to know why?
Oh, no.
Horse porn.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No.
They found more than 100 pictures of men and women having sex with horses, as well as photos of child rape and young boys.
Jeez. What the hell did you... Where did you find this stuff?
I don't know. This is bad news, though. Yeah, there's a lot of animal sex going on in foreign countries these days. So if I were you, I wouldn't travel. I think that guy.
Where was that at?
In England.
Okay. Oh, well, that's the English. Yeah.
His name was Liam. I mean, that's the only place people named Liam live.
There's such a thing as horse porn?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's very illegal.
I'm still thrown off by the cow thing. God. We've had the horse thing happen here in Texas.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've heard of somebody, especially in India.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was a religious experience for him.
I think you used that joke about 3 minutes ago.
Nobody heard it because you were talking over me.
Yeah, I heard it.
I've got calf of mine to tell you to.
Never mind. I tried to help you out by covering it up, and you just kept rolling on through. You had to.
Well, you try to milk the joke.
No.
That's utterly ridiculous.
Look, I'm not wanting any beef. I'm just trying to do it.
Are you saying you're not in the mood
for it? No. No. You did stake your claim to the worst joke of the day.
No, that was me.
No. I think.
Yeah, yours was the worst joke. Yeah. You're right.
They were all pretty good. Actually, they were all pretty awful, but.
Tell me how you really feel.
Oh. That was a good one.
That was a good one. That's a winner. Oh, God. I guess if he paid them, they would be cash cows?
Maybe so. I wonder. They have tri-cow in India. Here we have tri-eagle. Tri-eagle energy. Guys, this is a born and raised...
That was bad.
That was bad?
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh. Try bovine? What's the... Try cattle?
I have one more. He really liked it blue.
Okay, guys. Triangle Energy, a born and raised in Texas company. They care about providing good, low electricity rates. They provide tools to help you decrease the amount of energy your home uses overall. Which is what you really want in the long haul. Use promo code RADIO. No, that's the wrong promo code. ESPN, you'll get a discount. And if you're in the CenterPoint territory, you get the Smart Energy 36 plan locked in at 8.9 cents for 3 years. That's promo code ESPN. Includes the all-new Ecobee 4 thermostat with Alexa voice service. So you can ask your Ecobee to set a timer. You can ask it to read you the news, adjust the temperature. You can ask things about what's legal and what's not legal. And it'll tell you. Triangle Energy will also come out and install it for free. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Okay, there's two really good texts about this, and then I want to move on. First one is 832. Was it Kobe? Think about that one for a minute.
Yeah.
Let that one resonate. And the other one, hashtag Mutu.
That was good.
Yeah, that's really good. That is really good. So
that's strong.
Congratulations, texters. Terrific job. All right. Hey, we've talked about the possibility that Ben Affleck is not going to return as Batman. John, did you talk about this on your...
It was on our list to do, but we went too long with Marvel stuff, but it's on our list.
So you've seen who the name is that they might replace him with?
Yes. Jake Gyllenhaal.
How do you think that'll go over?
I don't like that.
Yeah, I think once you've committed to Affleck, you got to stick with Affleck.
Well, it's not the studio. It's Ben Affleck wanting to back out and then saying... He keeps going back and forth. He says, "Oh, I'm not going to do any more after this." And then he says, "Oh, I'd love to do more." And it's both. I think both the studio not wanting him to direct the film, and then him not wanting to commit to do more films. And I think both sides are a little fed up.
Maybe they should just quit doing Batmans and quit doing Justice League. I mean, they're not very good.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that too.
About get a little more. Of course, now I'm sorry. I don't want to pee all over your
No, you're good.
Comic cast here, because if they stop doing these movies, suddenly you have nothing to talk about except Game of Thrones.
No, we got Marvel and a bunch of other stuff.
Well, they can stop Marvel movies, too. Yeah,
what are you guys doing, that every day?
No, twice a week.
Where can people find it?
You guys do this twice a week now? Yeah.
No, it's been twice a week.
Yeah,
always?
Yeah, it's been twice a week for a while. God.
Yeah. AJ, go to iTunes and subscribe.
No, I'm not doing that. I don't subscribe to any podcast. I don't have time for this.
I don't subscribe to any podcast. Occasionally, if I'm out for a run or something, I'll listen to something different. But I've listened a couple of times. Just say, because I'm dorky.
Okay.
Although we did the Game of Thrones odds. I'm kind of losing interest in this whole thing. The more I
because last season sucked balls. No one wanted to admit it.
Balls.
Really? That's where we're going?
We just came off of bestiality, so.
It sucked bulls.
Again, I thought we were moving on from that. Just thought.
I just had to horn that in.
Oh, you. God. Well, I am going to grab the bull by the horns here and turn this into a different topic, if that's okay.
Okay.
And then somebody says it sounds like he took a calculated risk. Oh, man. Let's take a phone call. Michael. Sup?
How's it going, guys?
Sportsy.
Cowie.
Sports?
Does this feel like deja vu?
That's a good one. Question, you guys are talking about Batman. I was wondering what your guys' thoughts were, if any, on if it's even possible to bring Christian Bale back as Batman.
I think he's moved on, too. I don't think he's got any interest in it anymore.
No, he's not even a big comic book fan.
Yeah, what was that story a couple weeks ago about how he doesn't watch any of it? He hadn't watched any of the new Batman.
Yeah,
he heard Affleck was good, but he's just not interested.
Well, he doesn't even watch any of the Marvel stuff. He's not a big fan of comic book movies, and the reason why
he takes himself very seriously.
Yeah, he does.
And the reason why he joined on to do it with Christopher Nolan is because he read the script and thought that Nolan was a great director, and the vision that he had for Batman was this different take on a comic book character, and he fell in love with it and decided to do it. So, but I think the original idea was supposed to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt was supposed to be the next Batman.
Well, yeah, that's how they set it up at the end.
Yeah, and then in the Man of Steel movie, that's why they went to Christopher Nolan to executive produce that movie to set it up, but then kind of fizzled out and never really materialized, and they went with a new Batman.
Although it was kind of strange that...
That sounds like a cock and bull story to me.
Really? Or bull bleep? Yeah. That's bull bleep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's utter chaos.
My goodness. All right. But I thought it
was... I know you told me to stop, but it went in
one... We haven't moved on.
It went in one ear and out the udder.
You mean moo.
Moo.
I think you've milked this far too long.
Oh, boy. What were we talking about? Movies. No, that wasn't that good. That was an utter disaster.
Yeah.
Oh, this show's turned into a laughing stock. You good?
this whole segment makes me want to drink some milk of amnesia.
Making you
and forget the whole thing.
Is it making you moody?
No, but it's putting me over the moon.
That's music to my ears.
This is so awful.
Oh, boy. That's good.
No, it's not. Oh, man.
It's past your bedtime, boys. It's
Did the guy that got alleged of doing this, did he come out with a milk mustache?
That's the worst.
John.
That is the worst.
Making jokes out of bestiality.
Yeah, who does that?
You're a pig.
Did the cow.
Murky, okay, guys, the milk's gone bad.
She soured on this.
How great would it have been?
Spoiled the whole thing.
How great would it have been if we found out in that story the cow was the top? Like,
oh, that is not very funny, Mr. Hoffman.
There's an autopsy photo. The cow's mouth is white.
Oh, boy.
Peyton Girl, Texas, you guys are in Mootopia. What do you think of the future of Roethlisberger?
Oh man.
So
my face hurts.
These jokes are past their prime.
Yeah.
Well, you're done, 2-1-0.
You're past your prime.
Oh, God, this has got to stop. I don't want to know what this song is, do I?
This is a really well-written song.
Oh, this is very terrible of you, John. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 94.1. Has taught us all about your body working hard all day long. You give us milk and milk caramel and the butter that I always eat with bread. Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And the listeners are just all over this. John Corral, your show host, steer the show back in the right direction. Chris, nice to see you put that segment out to pasture. Yeah.
That was rough.
It was. Let's we have a Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah, we've got some, but I gotta be honest, it wasn't like it's kind of a weak Hollywood week. But you know, I mean, there's always some stuff, and I actually found one story that led me to something else I wanted to talk about anyway. Gerald Winters is a guy who moved to Bangor, Maine from Thailand a little over a year ago. And he wanted to open a rare bookstore with every conceivable edition of Stephen King's books, including manuscripts and first editions.
That's an interesting concept, actually.
A collection that took him 2 decades to put together. Well, unfortunately for him, a water main burst on Main Street directly in front of his business. The broken main flooded his basement with chest-high water, soaking the pages of dozens of first and limited edition King books, galleys, signed copies, prints in different languages, rare ephemera. That's the second time we've used the word ephemera today.
Yeah, it is.
And 7 of King's original manuscripts.
Oh, no.
He estimates he lost about 2,000 books and as many as 7 of King's original type manuscripts, including Dolan's Cadillac, Maximum Overdrive, and The Eyes of the Dragon. He also collected rare and signed copies of work from J.R.R. Tolkien and George R.R. Martin, some that date back 80 years. So that's a bit of a bummer. It's like the sewer took revenge on Stephen King.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, I saw It. Did you? Have you guys watched it yet?
I haven't. I'm about to. It's on.
I haven't.
It's on demand.
You haven't?
No, not yet. I heard great things about it.
It's so much better than the original It. And it was scary to me when I was a kid. But I tried to watch It maybe 5 years ago, and it was so corny and so stupid. And I was like,
yeah,
I can't believe this was scary to me. They just did the acting in it was horrible. They just did a much better job this time around. and it was pretty solid. I enjoyed it quite a bit, and it's set in the late 80s.
Man, the budget for it was $35 million.
Uh-huh.
Worldwide, it's grossed $700 million.
Oh, man. Kids movies and horror movies, that's the business to be in.
Yeah, if you can combine those two.
That's what I
Or low-budget comic book movies. Deadpool, their budget was like $40, $50
million. Stop plugging your damn Comic-Cast.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not plugging it. I'm just saying.
I want more low-budget comic book movies so I can talk about them on my Comic-Cast.
I need to find a superhero that no one's done a movie of yet and make a movie of.
Let's create one.
Like Jonah Hex. No.
Spawn?
That went poorly.
Spawn Who Talks?
Yeah, that wasn't good. And one more story. Courtney Stodden. Do you remember she was the really hot chick? She was like 18 or 19 when she married Doug Hutchison, who's in his 50s. They got divorced, and now she's got another boyfriend. His name is Chris Sheng. And she basically has recently got on Instagram and begged her ex-husband to take her back. And now somebody took a picture of her in her new boyfriend's car, just pouring tears out of her face. So now she's crying about her ex-husband while she's with her new boyfriend, publicly, which is always a
don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah. No.
That's what I always tell these women when they leave me.
I'm telling you, man.
You're going to want to come back. And guess what? When I'm done with you, I'm done with you. Especially when you're an old man in your 50s.
Yeah, she was 16 when they met.
Okay, that's just gross.
He was almost 51. They were a couple for 6 years, and they decided to split last year, although it appears that she's backtracking on the decision.
Was he that actor that was in...
He was in The X-Files.
Was he the Green Mile?
Green Mile.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was thinking of. Listen, I, as a man who is in his early 50s, I would just say that's gross. I do not approve of this message.
She has, like, cartoon boobs, too.
You can get that out of a 26-year-old.
I don't know if she had cartoon boobs when she was 16, but now, at 23, they're cartoon boobs.
I do not approve either AW or BW of that.
23 is okay, though, right?
Nah, 26 is...
Yeah, but you're old.
So is he.
Oh, that's true.
He's 51 and hitting a 16.
What about for someone Jong's age?
Oh yeah, 23.
Okay.
Well, 21 drinking age.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfectly acceptable.
When I met my wife, she was only 20.
Yeah, but you were only what, 25, 24
ish?
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly acceptable.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, bare minimum 26, 27.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a half-assed Hoffman on Hollywood.
That's all right.
There's not a lot going on.
Oh. See, all I can think of is that scene in The Rundown. Did you ever see that with The Rock where he's playing a bounty hunter?
Oh, yeah.
And Christopher Walken's in it. That's a lot of cows. That's all I can think of now.
That's a lot of cows.
Well, John, how would you grade today's show?
Oh, I got one more question, John. A Hoffman on Hollywood question. Did you read about Hugh Jackman saying he might come back as Wolverine?
He publicly has said no, he can't do it anymore because it took a toll on his body. And Sebastian Stan, the guy that plays Winter Soldier, was on
Bucky.
Bucky. He was on a panel and he said that he recently talked to Mr. Jackman and that they were. He said that Jackman was interested.
Okay, so maybe.
Maybe.
That's a lot of cows.
I don't need to see another Wolverine movie. That last one was so depressing. I was just like, I don't. I think they should stop on X-Men. I think they should stop on Justice League. But, oh well. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Brad Powers for joining us for the probably only segment where we talk sports today. Craig Shelton for joining us to talk about AJ making the top 10 worst radio guys several years ago. I want to thank whoever that was.
It was only 6 years ago.
It's a long time. You're gonna find that when you start thinking of 6 years as not a long time ago, you are getting old.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to thank whoever that was that wrote the cow story. Oh, you're quite welcome.
That's a lot of cows.
Yeah, it is. I don't know about you guys, but I had fun today with the show.
It was a good time.
Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. See you tomorrow at Sam Houston Race Park. Till then,
stay moving.
Stay off the cows, bitches.